Trump administration revoking legal status of over 500K Biden-era migrants. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 21, 2025. The Trump administration is revoking the legal status of more than 500,000 migrants who entered the United States through a Biden administration parole program. CBS News reported that 532,000 migrants from countries such as Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, who entered the country through a program called CHNV, will have their work permits and deportation protections terminated in April. Per CBS News, the move will affect immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela who flew to the U.S. under a Biden administration program known as CHNV that was designed to reduce illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border by giving would-be migrants legal migration avenues. A total of 532,000 migrants entered the U.S. under that policy, which was paused soon after President Trump took office, though it's unclear how many have been able to secure another status that will allow them to stay in the country legally. In a notice, it was revealed that the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, would be terminating the categorical parole programs for inadmissible aliens from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela and their immediate family members. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is terminating the categorical parole programs for inadmissible aliens from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela and their immediate family members, hereinafter referred to as CHNV parole programs, that DHS announced in 2022 and 2023. This Federal Register notice is intended to provide context and guidance to the public regarding the termination of the CHNV parole programs and related employment authorization. Breitbart News's Hannah Knudsen reported in February that CBS News learned through internal government documents reviewed that the Trump administration was planning to revoke the legal status for thousands of migrants admitted into the country under the Biden administration. A report released by the House Judiciary Committee in early March showed that former President Joe Biden expanded the Temporary Protected Status, TPS, program, as well as the CHNV parole program. Through his expansion of the programs, millions of illegal aliens were allowed to enter the U.S. with little to no vetting. In August 2024, Fox News reported that DHS under the Biden administration had decided to halt the issuing of advanced travel authorization for the CHNV parole program, out of an abundance of caution. The freeze of the program at the time came after an internal report found there were large amounts of fraud in applications for people wanting to sponsor migrants in the program, according to the outlet.